Greetings and salutations. It's me, your favorite little kitty cat. And it is Saturday morning, 7:15. I've been up for about 2 hours. Awake, I should say. Not actually up and moving. And I'm starting to doze off again. And I was remembering that I have to answer an email. One question that pops up every once in a while in blog prompts and questions and things to discuss is, who are you named after? And the question recently crossed my path once again. And for those that don't know, I was named after a nun, a Franciscan nun. And curiosity got the best of me, and I asked my mother what her last name was, and my mother said she didn't know. So I Googled it, of course, and a couple came up. A couple nuns had passed away. There was one that I was pretty sure was her, but I wasn't quite sure the age. And I found it on a website, and so I emailed the director. It was like a kind of like a homeless shelter ministry type deal, and I emailed him, and he emailed me back about 24 hours later, and he forwarded the email to the nun that I was named after, and a few days ago she emailed me back, and she said, thank you for contacting her, which I really didn't. I told the gentleman I didn't want to bother her. I just was wondering if it was her. And he said it was. And in her email, she said she was 86 years old. And that she remembers my grandparents and how she didn't speak any Spanish. And it was my grandmother who would introduce her and translate for her. And how there was, my grandparents were very involved in the Hispanic community at the time, back in the 60s, and trying to get them united and into church. Kind of like a welcoming committee and a place where, or a sense of togetherness, you know, that you're not alone, and that I don't know how it is today as far as the illegals and stuff like that. And my grandparents didn't share a lot of that information with me when I was younger, or during my lifetime while they were alive. But sister said that they were involved in a lot of the bishop's picnics. And she remembers my father, who was born with a deformity that most children do not survive. And thanks to St. Jude's Hospital, my father had several surgeries, 11, in the course of his, before his 10th birthday. And to fix that deformity. And she remembers him being very young, you know, watching him grow up, watching him get married, being at the wedding, because I actually have pictures of her at the wedding. And then me coming along, and how she was just really honored that my parents chose to name me after her. She said that her ministry is only part-time, and that she visits the nursing homes and takes the Eucharist to the homebound. And I was trying to think of what to say to her in the email, because I didn't want to sound bitter. but I don't talk to my father. The things that, you know, have transpired, I don't think that it would be a happy email. You know, like, oh yeah, life is great, and my dad turned out to be a great guy. No, he turned out to be a total schmuck, sister. How disappointing. And, yeah, and to think that, you know, I was gonna be a nun, and I just didn't have it in me, I guess. But I just found it interesting that in today's world, technology, you can reconnect with people that you haven't talked to in eons.